Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Anthony Rendon happened after we left.
Literally the exact same money that Steven Strasburg got from the Nationals. And it makes me feel a little bit bad for Rendon because basically the Nationals said, we prioritize Strasburg over you.
In the old days, I would have said I'd always prioritize the everyday player. But it's a lot harder to get a Steven Strasburg than, and no offense to Anthony Rendon, who I know is from here.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to get a Strasburg than it is one of him. One of the topics that everybody's been bouncing around, and it comes up every 4 years whenever there's obviously a bad division where somebody's going to get in with a crap record.
It's reseeding.
Yeah.
It's so silly to change a rule based on 1 year. They're going to be the four seed, and they're going to play the best wild card team. And
that team's good enough, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. There's also Twitch where you can watch us and put your comments there. Miss the first 2 hours? That's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com. And hopefully shortly we'll have Brad Powers talk a little college football, look at the bowl games a little bit. 832 says, Canada is not progressive. They do not even like black hockey players, and they're not accepting on anybody going to visit Canada. I'm going to respectfully disagree with that. That's as far as progressive goes, go look at their politics and who they just elected. And yeah, there's some unfriendly places in Canada, but most places I've been, people are fantastic. And a hell of a lot more friendly than they are in 90% of the United States. I think we're pretty friendly down here. But certainly more friendly than New York or California. California people are kind of dickweeds, too. You know, not all of them. It's like anything. There's not bad people everywhere. In any place, but there are some places that get reputations, and I think I've had more unpleasant experiences with Californians than I have with Canadians.
That's probably fair.
Of course, there's a lot more of them, a lot more people in Canada. I mean, in California than there is in Canada.
I thought you meant.
No, there's about 33 million in Canada. I'm not sure what the population of California is, but it's more than that. All right, well, let's go to our man Brad Powers, lead college football and basketball analyst for pregame. And you can follow him at BradPowers7. He's a great Twitter follow. All kinds of great. Okay, well.
No.
No? Apparently, Aaron jumped the gun on us by telling us Brad was there. And I wasted the good.
The good intro.
Yeah, it's like the surprise party where you waste the surprise on the wrong person. Well. That was a good intro. Sorry, Brad. I had a great intro for you, but Aaron screwed it up. What's going on, man?
No, it's all right. It might have been my fault. I set my phone down, and it might have hung up on you guys. So blame that one on me.
Well, Brad, there's not a whole lot to get into in the college football world this week. There is Army-Navy. And every year, this is one of my favorite games, being an Army guy. Usually it's not fun, but I do have rules when it comes to betting these games, and I don't lay double digits with service academies, and I almost always play a service academy if they're a double-digit dog. The numbers now into that range. What do you see in this Army-Navy matchup? And am I crazy for looking at Army here?
No, I don't think you're crazy for looking at Army. I mean, you look since their head coach, Jeff Monken, came over 5 years ago. Every single one of these games has been decided by 7 points or less. So the fact that we see Navy favored by double digits here, I mean, if you look at how the teams have performed just this season, obviously very disparate. Navy, one of the most improved teams in the country, if not the most improved team. If I look at my power rings, I have Navy up 15 points since the start of the season. On the other side, Army, easily one of the most disappointing teams in the country. Keep in mind, Army's season win total was 9.5. There was talk of Army, if they could beat Michigan, and they almost did, then Army might possibly get a major bowl bid. Obviously, that hasn't been the case. Army didn't even get to a bowl. And, I mean, can't even get to a bowl. But this is their bowl game here with a very low total, suppressed scoring. I can only look to the dog here. I certainly lean Army plus the 10.5.
Do you believe that the scoring stays low? Do you think that number's accurate of what we'd see from these two teams?
For those of you that are looking to bet the under, you probably heard the trend out there throughout the week. The under 13 straight times is cashed in this rivalry. I'm here to tell you that is priced into the line. Finally, it took them. 5 years ago, it wasn't priced in. Whatever the two-team season averages would be, they go ahead and spit out a number at least early in the week, and you could go right ahead and fire on the under. And we've seen so much money come in on the under throughout the Army-Navy game for 5, 6, 7 years in a row. But we haven't seen too much of it now because finally the sportsbook directors, the odds makers have finally smartened up. And at 40.5, it's extremely low. I mean, if you just extrapolate the two-team season averages, this number probably should be in the 50s. The fact that it's 40, you're paying a premium if you want to bet the under. But I'm not here to tell you go ahead and bet the over because obviously you got two teams that can run the ball well with the option, but you also have two teams that are very effective at stopping the option. I would only lean, and we're talking pizza money, on the under. I think the better, the more value bet is on Army.
Well, let's get into some of these bowl games, and I've got a handful of games that jumped out to me, the line immediately that I played, that, basically when they released or as close as I could to it, that just were off with my numbers. I want to get your thoughts on those, and then I want to ask you if you've got any games like that that you saw and instantly were on a side. I'll start with Kent State, who I like against this Utah State team. I probably would have liked them under 7, and I got them at 9. The number is down at 7 now. I think I'd probably like them down to 6 or so. What do you think of that Kent State-Utah State game?
Yeah, I certainly was surprised that the early money popped it up. I think, generally speaking, people that don't mind betting against the MAC hasn't done well in bowl games throughout history, whether it be the last 5 years or the last 10 years. The MAC just has underperformed in bowl games. So maybe I understood it a little bit, but it certainly went against my power rings. And now I think you're starting to see the money come in on Kent State. Number one, they're excited to be there. They got a young coach. They overperformed expectations. It's only their second bowl game in their last 30 years. So I do think Kent State's excited. And on top of it, you got to question how excited Utah State is with their, all-everything quarterback, Jordan Love, announcing that he's going to turn pro. How lot is he? First off, if he doesn't play, you're going to obviously start to see a lot more money start coming in against Utah State here. I think Jordan Love's worth 6, 7 points to the spread. And on top of that, if he does play, how locked in is he as far as practices go? So I can only bet Kent State in this game.
Well, speaking of teams that are going to be excited to be there, another one that I jumped on early on when the numbers came out was Liberty at plus 6. Their first opportunity to go to a bowl game. It's down to 5 now against Georgia Southern, but what do you see in this Liberty-Georgia Southern matchup? Do you think that I'm on the right side of it?
Yeah, I think you do because, obviously Liberty also has extra time to prep for Georgia Southern's option. I'm not a big proponent of betting, option teams when it comes to the bowl game just because you have extra time to prepare for it. Hugh Freeze already has bowl experience. They're going to be excited to be there, like you mentioned. First ever bowl trip in the history of the school for Liberty. And just numbers-wise, if you've been following Liberty games, the pro money comes in on Liberty, it almost seems like, each and every week. So not surprised by the move, and also agree with the move for me. It's Liberty or nothing.
One that surprises me that it hasn't moved now. I liked it when it opened. I think maybe the past performance is what's got it up there. But seeing Florida Atlantic win in a blowout in their conference championship game, I think SMU destroys them. And I think FAU is so poor in the secondary. They're so vulnerable to explosive passes. And they got lucky in the fact that they didn't have an opponent who has an explosive passing game in UAB. I mean, just a nothing offense. So Florida Atlantic made them look bad. Now they don't have a coach. This seems like a home run spot for SMU.
It is for me. It's my favorite. Of the early bowl games, or at least the ones that are, you know, kicking next Friday, next Saturday, my favorite bet is SMU minus -3. You hit on it. Matchup-wise, Florida Atlantic really hasn't seen an offense like this since they were blown out by UCF earlier this season against another American Athletic Conference team. Not having a head coach is huge because Lane Kiffin not only gone, but he's taking a couple assistants with him. You look at the interim coach, Glenn Spencer. The only time I like betting on interim coaches in bowl games is if they have a chance of getting a permanent gig. And if that's the case, the players really like the guy and they're going to give an all-out effort. In that instance, I think sometimes betting on interim coaches makes sense. This isn't the case here. They've already named Florida Atlantic the new replacement. It's Willie Taggart. He's not on the staff. So to me, there's a substitute teacher effect with Glenn Spencer and FAU. I love SMU minus -3. One of my favorite bowl picks of the whole year.
Well, can I just say all three of us feel the exact same way about this game?
That's good news.
I'm the same way on this one.
I'll throw one more at you, and then I'll ask you for a couple. And this one is purely a motivation or lack thereof motivation. I won't throw the Sugar Bowl at you because I feel like it's always fade the SEC team in the Sugar Bowl. But the game with Utah and Texas, I'm getting, and of course everyone knows Tom Herman is an underdog. His reputation is there, although it's gotten beat a couple times this year. But I can't imagine this Utah team that was on their way to the college football playoffs and is now playing in the freaking Alamo Bowl against a 7-5 Texas team can have any kind of motivation. And I know it's, I think Utah's the way better team. I just think that it matters a lot more to Texas. Texas is going to have a home crowd. I can't imagine a bunch of Utah fans are looking to make the trip down to San Antonio for the freaking Alamo Bowl after the expectations they had. What do you think of that point spread with Texas and Utah?
I can only look to bet Texas, but I thought I was going to really like it. You know, one thing, I got two things that are worrying me a little bit. I really do respect Kyle Whittingham. He's the Utah head coach, and he's excellent. He's just as good as his former employer, Urban Meyer, when it comes to bowl games. Kyle Whittingham's 11-3 in bowl games. That's not too shabby. So he's been really good. But you're right, this is a historic kind of letdown spot for Utah. So I do lean towards the Texas side. What I need to read up more is Texas fired their offensive and defensive coordinators. And I want to read up a little bit more of how that transition's going on because, I mean, just, I get it. If the two guys stunk and you wanted to part ways, I get it. But still, the guys were putting in man hours, you know, 60, 70 hours a week, and the loss of those man hours has to add up to something. So to me, it's going to require me to dive in a little bit more. But certainly at 7.5, getting that hook, I would lean Texas.
I do know Herman is going to be calling the plays on offense.
That's not a worry there. It's just, you know, defensively. I mean, really, until this year, I mean, I heard nothing but good things about Orlando, the defensive coordinator. In fact, they gave him a raise, they gave him an extension, and all of a sudden Texas has some injuries on defense this year. They don't perform, and he's out the door. So, to me, that was, you know, a little bit surprising that they got rid of the DC.
What I will say is I know they'll be motivated because at Texas, winning 8 games is disappointing. Winning 7 games is damn near unacceptable. So I know Tom Herman is feeling the pressure in this thing. Like he's gonna want this win, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, pressure's going to be on. And I think if memory serves correct, you know, at least in week 1 or week 2, they got to go travel to down there to Baton Rouge to take on LSU and the second of that home and away next year. So we'll see. Pressure's going to be on Herman and the boys next year in Austin.
Well, what are some games that jumped out at you initially that you said, man, this is a good value on this number that they released at?
You know, I jumped on Texas A&M. It was like 4. It's up to 7 now. I just thought, you know, A&M, you look at their record, it looks pedestrian, 7-5. But the fact that they've lost to basically 3 teams that were ranked 1 or 2, and then the other the couple teams, one being Auburn, I mean, it's a 7-5 team, one of the best 7-5 teams. And I just think there was an overreaction to a team that, that basically just ran out of gas in that LSU game and got pummeled. So to me, my numbers are closer to 6, 6.5. That's one I bet. One that I'm very intrigued on, and I'm not anxious to bet it right now because I don't think the line's going to move too much, but I think it's going to be a classic pros versus Joes game. And the Joes are going to want to bet on the 10-2 Fighting Irish and Notre Dame. I think the pros are going to be on a 7-5 Iowa State team that lost 4 games by a combined 11 points. On top of it, I think if you just ask the Joe on the street, they're going to say, hey, Notre Dame's going to travel all the bowl games. I'm telling you right now, Iowa State in that game will have the crowd advantage. They've already sold out their allotment of tickets, asked for some more. To them, it's their Super Bowl. First time ever they get to play Notre Dame in a big game that's going to be isolated on ABC. Notre Dame's sitting at 10-2. I think it's the first time in the history of Notre Dame football team, a Notre Dame team with that kind of record, or at least in the last 40, 50 years, is sitting and playing in a game like the Camping World Bowl. And what other time, what other year is Notre Dame not in the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, or the Fiesta Bowl with a 10-2 record? I think Notre Dame's disappointed. They just fired their offensive coordinator. I like Iowa State outright over Notre Dame.
I'll ask you a couple of games that the line moved significantly, and maybe you can explain to me why. And I never saw a 10.5 on Louisiana Tech. I wish I would have seen a 10 or a 10.5. But I missed those numbers. And then by the time it got around to it, now it's at 6.5, Louisiana Tech getting 6.5 against Miami. Why such a big shift? And I mean, obviously the 10 seemed like a lot. And I think to most people, it clearly was, or it wouldn't have moved so much, but what's made it push down below 7? So it's second key number move since the open.
A couple of variety of factors, a couple of Miami players going to sit out, nothing like their quarterback or anything. So, you know, that was a good telltale. Miami struggled in the favorite role this year. How excited is Miami going to be playing in, you know, Shreveport, Louisiana, which used to be what they used to call it back in the day? Wasn't the Weed Eater Bowl?
Yeah, the Poulin Weed Eater Bowl.
In the Independence Bowl. Louisiana Tech, meanwhile, is playing close to home. They should be excited playing a team like Miami. Louisiana Tech, a little bit underrated. Why? The 2 games that they lost coming down the stretch, they were playing without their starting quarterback. So that's a 9-3 Louisiana Tech team that could easily be 10-2 or 11-1. And head coach Skip Holtz, very good, one of the best bowl coaches out there, at least recently. Last 4 or 5 bowl trips have all been money for Louisiana Tech. So that's why the money's coming in on Louisiana Tech. But with all that being factored in, guys, I'll let this money continue to roll in on La Tech. I'm going to talk myself into betting Miami because sometimes I think the market gets a little bit too cute for their own good. And I think at some point it's going to just come down to the Jimmys and the Joes here for Miami. And if you're laying, you know, less than 6, I'm going to bet the Hurricanes.
Well, another game where a coach leaves and money apparently keeps pouring in on that team. Penn State opens -9.5. Memphis loses their coach, and now it's Penn State -6.5 against Memphis. Why so much money coming in on the Tigers?
I mean, if you read like some of the advanced metrics guys, like a Bill Connolly, who's now at ESPN, I think he's the best in the business as far as analytics goes in college football. He's very high on Memphis. But his, you know, analytics methods don't always factor in motivation and situation, obviously, because it's just a computer model. And I think if there's any time of year, obviously, that motivation becomes a factor here, Memphis with an interim, I mean, I think that's certainly a negative in that regard. Penn State did lose their offensive play caller. He's going to be the Old Dominion head coach, so that was a loss on their side. But right now, I disagree with the move. I was more closer to the opener at 9 is where my number was. I like Penn State laying less than a touchdown.
All right, well, let's talk about the 2 big games, the Oklahoma-LSU matchup, Clemson-Ohio State matchup. Mostly, I'm curious where these numbers opened relative to your power ratings and how you felt about the opening lines and how you felt about the move that's happened so far.
Yeah, certainly, I thought Clemson should have been the favorite. So, you know, the early numbers, and everyone talks about this. Well, this one place opened, Ohio State minus one. I mean, and they act like it's been a big move and there was a ton of money. They're really, I mean, all it takes, guys, is a couple sharp bets to move these lines when they release them. I mean, I've seen it. I bet these opening numbers on Sunday mornings, and after a $500 or $1,000 bet, they're moving a half point to 1 point after just one of those bets in these games. So keep that in mind if you're thinking, hey, there's been a ton of money on, you know, Clemson in this instance, but I certainly thought Clemson should have been favored. Don't have a big overlay here. I'm thinking Clemson more like 1 point better because I still really respect Ohio State, and I really didn't downgrade Ohio State that much from the Big Ten championship game. Why? Because they answered a major question. The question I had is, how does Ohio State react after getting punched in the mouth? How do they react being down two touchdowns at halftime to dominate Wisconsin when the game didn't really mean that much other than pride to win a Big Ten title? Ohio State was getting into the playoff regardless. I was very impressed. So right now, I'm going to wait and see. If it goes to three, I'm going to bet Ohio State plus the three against Clemson. The other line, relatively close to my power ranks. I think you got to give LSU at least a point of home field advantage because they just played in Atlanta. They're going to be very familiar. So if you're not doing that, you're making a mistake. But again, a lot of money coming in on LSU. This is another one. If I can find a 14 on Oklahoma, that's where I'll be. And I'm also going to be on the under because I get it. The public wants to bet the over with these two teams. But the two teams' defenses have made major strides this year, Oklahoma and particularly LSU down the stretch last three, four games. I'm going to go with the under in that LSU-Oklahoma game.
All right. That is Brad Powers, the lead college football and college basketball analyst at pregame.com. Brad, when are we going to get into this this podcast? Everyone's
Twitter. Week. Yeah, I'm seeing Twitter. I mean, they are big A.J. Hoffman fans.
They're hungry for this podcast, Brad. We're ready.
So all right, they're hungry I've been for telling some winners, them. Hopefully you can deliver. You're having a good college basketball season already, aren't you?
I have, and you know what? Pregame kind of changed the game for me a couple days ago because I'm having a better betting season than my numbers on pregame say because of these added extra games that aren't available in the pregame software. And then 2 days ago, they added those games to the software. So now I can start playing those games and counting them towards my record. But it's been a very good college basketball season. I'm excited to do the podcast again. That's it's always fun to have, you know, the big games, to take a look at the big games and force yourself to really dig into them and take a stance on them. I enjoy doing that, and I think you know it was good for us to challenge each other on that thing.
Absolutely, nothing like talking to big games. But I'll tell you what, nothing like value with AJ Hoffman betting, you know, Southwest Athletic Conference SWAC basketball.
That's what I'm talking about.
Big value on the Texas Southerns of the world.
That's what I'm talking about, my man. Follow him at BradPower7. Check him out at pregame.com. Brad, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow, I assume.
All right. Hey, sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, bud. And I got to tell you about Pajamagram. That's right. Listen, if you are looking for something special for the lady in your life, maybe you're thinking something sexy, maybe you're thinking something cozy, Pajamagram's got it all. Whatever you're looking for, they've got something for you. Whether you're buying something for the lady in your life, maybe you want something for your mom, for your sister, for your daughter. Maybe you want matching family pajamas. They've got it all, including those hoodie footies, which combine the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. And they all come with free gift packaging, which I can't state enough. That's a huge selling point to me anyway, because I can't wrap a present. And they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. You're not risking a thing, man. And they're celebrating 10 years of Hoodie Footy. Right now, for a limited time, you can save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout. Pajamagram.com. Use code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. Code SAVE10. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
Texting privacy policy in terms.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my friends over at CBDMD.com. And I've been a CBD advocate for some time, and I've been talking about it for some time, even before these guys were on board with us. But CBDMD.com has changed the game. They've got a lab-tested, clean, safe product And really, the amazing thing is how many great products they have. It's not just the oils, and that's what I always took before. I just took the oil that you just ingested orally. And since then, I've seen I found the CBD Freeze, which is I'm kind of in love with. I started using it after my workouts. It's like a menthol blend, and oh my gosh, it just makes my arm, my shoulder, which it is a pain, just feel so much better. It is a total game changer for me. Check it out. See what they can do for you. They're offering our listeners 20% off to try it at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Joining us now, talk a little more gambling from my bookie, former Las Vegas sportsbook director, gambling analyst at DocSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at VSI DocSports. It's our man, Rafael Esparza. What's going on, Rafael?
Not much. What's going on with you?
A little sports, a little stuff. So let's start with tonight's game where a large spread. It's up to now 17, I guess, Ravens over the Jets. Your thoughts?
I mean, if you want to watch this game, I say maybe take the Jets. If not, Santa Claus and Santa Claus 2 are on Freedom Channel tonight, so you can get your Christmas movie groove on. But I think it's a lot of points right here. You figure Baltimore is probably going to be very cautious with Lamar Jackson. And don't forget, the Jets are not that bad of a team. I know we make fun of them year after year, but they've won some big games. They've covered three out of their last four. Their rushing defense is outstanding. So I think the Jets can hang around. I think Baltimore wins by two touchdowns.
All right, let's jump to some of the games on Sunday. We'll start with the one of interest here in Houston. Texans are +3 at Tennessee. Coming off just an abysmal performance. The Titans have been really good since Ryan Tannehill became their quarterback. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, if Houston can't stop the run, then it could be lights out early. Tennessee's won four straight. In those four games, they're averaging 37.5 points per game. Again, if Houston cannot stop the run, which Scarlett's questionable linebacker, their secondary has some injuries. If they can't stop the run, again, I think Tennessee wins five straight. Who wants to play Tennessee in a playoff that they can make it? Ryan Tannehill and that running game has been surprisingly good.
Rams now 1.5-point favorites. They opened at some places as 3.5-point dogs against the Cowboys. I think the public obviously all over the Rams. How do you see this one?
Yeah, and the public's going to continue to go on the Rams, which who wants to face they beat the Dallas right now? Their locker room's a mess. Head coaching a mess, and it's easy to steal a game at Jerry's World. They've already lost three home games, and the Rams, you know what? They're running the ball. If they continue to run the ball, I think they win this game. Again, it's not that hard to beat a game at Jerry's World.
All right, one more that I'm going to ask you about before I let you go. The Bears and the Packers, kind of a big game for the Bears to try to stay alive. Packers 4-point favorites at Lambeau. How do you see this one? Bears have been playing better lately.
I know a lot of my cousins, because I've been born and raised in Chicago, they wanted Cam Newton as their quarterback, but if Trubisky keeps on winning games, they're going to be stuck with him for a couple more years. I like Green Bay. They're at Lambeau. I know they didn't cover last week at home, but I think they covered this week. Hurry up and bet this game. This one goes up to probably 5.5 and 6 by kickoff. Right now it's 4.5.
All right. That's Rafael Esparza. Rafael, thanks as always for joining us. Great stuff, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take it easy. Have a fantastic weekend.
You do the same. All right. So we've got a lot of gambling in today. How about that?
Well, shocker for this show.
Who would have thought? Yeah.
When do we ever do that?
It tends to happen every now and then. But I have some movie stuff for you.
Okay.
Well, you know what? You got Hoffman on Hollywood. I should stay away from that.
Yeah.
Because do you have anything about Dave Bautista in the Batman?
No.
Tweeted out a thing in front of Warner Brothers logo, and speculation is that he will be Bane.
Okay.
In the Batman. Which it looks
that
like
wouldn't be bad because his face would be covered up, but I mean he's a giant dude. I'm interested in that. I think they should get the guy who played the Mountain to be Bane.
That would be pretty badass.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's like legitimately 6'9", and all real actors are almost said it.
Who's going to be playing Batman?
Yeah, I don't know the guy who they have as Batman. They've announced it, but I don't remember who it was.
Okay. Is it Martin Short?
No.
Okay.
No,
well, that's good.
So. Don't think so. It's not Tom.
I think it's Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, it is Robert Pattinson.
Oh, the vampire guy.
Yeah.
Oh God. I'm gonna write this in your notebook. I'm gonna say this now. That guy's not gonna be good as Batman. There's almost no chance. Now, will this Joaquin Phoenix Joker cross over into that Batman world?
I'm guessing he will. Well, I don't know, but they're going to have like three or four bad guys. They've already booked a Riddler, a Joker. So I guess the Joker will be in it.
That Robert Pattinson kid weighs like 115 pounds.
That's why you can't put the mountain next to him.
I mean, you gotta put some mass on if you're going to be Batman, right? You can only do so much with the suit. They're going to go back to the suit that has like the abs carved into plastic.
Yeah, to make it look like...
so odd that a suit like that would have abs drawn on it, but that's what they're going to do with him.
We've got some other just general news for you. It looks like Deadpool will make its first appearance in the MCU in Doctor Strange 2.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be an interesting cast to get those guys together. And then apparently they're looking at, because Deadpool's successful as an R-rated product, they're looking at potential R-rated X-Men. To try to kind of get that thing going again.
Okay. So I mean, I think Wolverine should be...
Well, I think that's what they're kind of looking at.
I think Gambit could maybe work in that situation, too.
Yeah, I like...
They failed to do him in a movie. I mean, I guess they had him once.
But it wasn't much of a... Yeah, I honestly think that it's okay to do X-rated comic book heroes. It really is. I mean, most of the people watch him... Yeah, people like to take their kids... But there's a bunch of dorks like us that are into this. And then finally, The Irishman, which you haven't watched yet.
I haven't.
Is drawing between 2.2 and 3.2 million viewers daily so far.
Damn. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I think it's going to win some awards. It's worth the time investment, which maybe you can get around to it this weekend. But yeah.
Oh, on a baseball weekend? Sure.
Yeah, of course. Of course, it's baseball weekend. It's the middle of freaking December, and you're playing baseball.
Yeah.
Shame on you. So.
Well, I mean, I'm not playing baseball.
Well, I know, but your kids are.
Yeah.
Which, all right. So there you go. I said, what about X-rated Marvel film? I would be down with that.
Don't think that's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
I don't think Disney's down with that.
Yeah. But, yeah, there you go. There's some movie news for you. Hopefully did not step on any Hoffman on Hollywood.
No, you're good.
Good, because I figured maybe it wouldn't. Man, I'm gonna save a couple of these for tomorrow. I've got a teacher's aide who was having sex with students. So now aides are doing it. It's not just teachers. But I think I'll save that for tomorrow.
Okay. Aides.
It's
the one thing to fear. Oh, you mean like teacher's aides?
Yes, assistant. Gotcha. How about that? Is assistant okay?
That works.
And this one I'll direct at Dana Holgorsen.
Is this a story about redshirting?
Yeah, did you see it? The NCAA committee chair is hinting at changes coming to the 4-game redshirt rule.
Yep, way to go, Dana. Way to... In the words of the great American poet, Taylor Swift, this is why we can't have nice things. Because you break them, I have to take them away. This is why we can't have nice things.
Okay.
That's a poem.
I would just point out that the guy commenting is West Virginia athletic director Shane Lyons.
There
might be a little bitterness here. It says,
okay.
I don't think it's a good optic for college sports. The way it looks, a student athlete is potentially quitting on his team. It's something the committee will look at in their January meeting to make any adjustments as necessary. I mean,
I don't like it. I didn't like it when he said what he was doing. it pisses me off. But and we talked about what Buzz Williams said when he was like, you know, you can't take a year off as a program because there's some kids who don't have an extra year. And he's right.
Yeah, the one kid got pissed off and quit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's not cool. So I'm for cutting that nonsense out. I think that that's really taking advantage of the rule. And I get it. It's legal. So
why? Yeah, and listen, I don't fault him for doing it, but that wasn't what was intended with it.
No,
and you know, and I don't see a lot of situations where this will come up. But if you're a new coach and you've got, you know, basically tenure, there's just no way they're getting rid of Dana Holgorsen anytime soon. You can do something like that. I don't know if it's right, but to me, it all depends on what happens next year.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
If you don't come out and have a monster year next year, then
it's all wasted.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Speaking of wasting, you're wasting money if you don't have Triangle Energy. You could be saving dough, my man. And really, the greatest thing about Triangle is they're not trying to pull the wool over your eyes. They're not trying to rip you off. They're not hitting you with a gimmick or a gotcha. They are a born and raised in Texas company that provides simple fixed rates. And what that means is you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. They're not going to charge you extra if you go over a certain amount of electricity. It doesn't work that way. You can lock your rate in at 12, 24, or 36 months, and they're going to send you a weekly usage update. So you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even goes out. They keep it simple at Triangle. The rate you see, it's the rate you pay, period. And they've got a great discount for our listeners. Simply use the promo code ESPN when you sign up, and you'll save money on their already fantastic rates. What are you waiting for, guys? Give them a call today, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. And remember to use the promo code ESPN. That's Triangle Energy, PUCT license number 10064.
Clock and grab your job.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, gotta tell you again about Brooklyn. And if you are looking for incredible quality at a reasonable price, whether it's luxury sheets, robes, loungewear, towels, all of it, Brooklyn has you covered. And my wife has basically insisted that we're not using anything but Brooklyn anymore. And it is just, whether you like softness or comfort, whatever it is, they've moved beyond the bedroom to offer essentials for your bathroom, too, like towels, shower curtains, and bath mats. They've even launched the ultra-soft loungewear that makes you feel like you never left bed.
Yeah, and this is high-quality stuff without the high-quality price tag. These are super soft. Everything's super high quality. And, man, I'm Fred's wife, my wife. And Fred and I, we love it. Everybody's loving these sheets, man. And right now they're having their days of gifting where each day they have a promotions on a different surprise item. So check it out. Only way to get access to their days of gifting event and free shipping is to go to brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. UFC 247 is coming to Houston this February. Go to ToyotaCenter.com to take advantage of ESPN 97.5's UFC 247 presale today only. Enter the password UFC Radio under the newsletter presale link on the UFC event page and get your tickets early. Don't miss out. These tickets will go fast. Use promo code UFC Radio to get yours now. All right, time for a little Hoffman on Hollywood.
Quentin Tarantino has an update. He's been hinting at Kill Bill 3 says he chatted with Andy Cohen on Sirius XM Radio this week and said that Uma Thurman has inspired him to crack Kill Bill 3's storyline. Says, well, I just so happened to have dinner with Uma Thurman last night. We were at a really cool Japanese restaurant, really cool place, really hip spot. Does that kind of sound, or is that too, maybe that's too...
Woody Allen?
Yeah, that sounded very Woody Allen.
It's a really cool, really hip spot. He sounds kind of like Woody Allen, but
he talks,
younger.
He's a fast talker like Woody Allen.
She was bragging about me, and I was bragging about her. It was a lovely night. It's a lovely night where I asked her to lick her toes. That isn't true, but that did happen at one point. But he says, well, I do have an idea of what I would do. That was the whole thing, conquering the concept. Exactly what's happened to the bride since then, and what do I want to do? Because I wouldn't want to just come up with some cockamamie adventure. She doesn't deserve that. But he does have an idea. She's fought long and hard. Now I have an idea that could actually be interesting. I wouldn't do it for a little bit, though. I would say it's at least 3 years from now or something like that. But look, it's definitely in the cards. So that's of note. You're a fan of Volume 1 and 2, right?
Oh, yeah. And with all this talk that he's only doing one more movie, if 3 was it, I could see that being pretty badass.
So Harvey Weinstein apparently made like a settlement offer with a bunch of these women, $25 million. And there's some women who are like, no, that doesn't work for me. But all during all this, his bail's now been raised from $1 million to $5 million after allegations he mishandled his electronic ankle monitor.
Oh, what a dummy.
Judge James Burke rejected prosecution calls to put the disgraced movie mogul in jail until January 6th on 5 sex crime charges, including rape and sexual assault. He arrived at court in the morning using a walker, of course. Every time one of these criminals, like these rapists, like, by the time they get to court, suddenly they're either blind or they're totally disabled.
Oh, that's the old mafia trick. Remember, they'd come in with the oxygen tents and stuff like that?
I'm such a sad old man. How could I possibly rape anyone?
What did he do? Call some woman over and say, hey, take your clothes off and mess with my ankle monitor?
His lawyer said he'll be having back surgery today. Burke warned that he would revoke his bail and issue a warrant arrest if other issues crop up. He said, this is the only time I've asked for it, talking about the surgery. If you have any further medical issues, the court will not be terribly understanding. Prosecutors said at a hearing that Weinstein has repeatedly purposely left at home a piece of the monitoring technology that keeps his ankle bracelet activated. That has left his whereabouts unrecorded for hours at a time. Weinstein lawyer Donna Rotunno, I can't believe he got a woman to defend
him. Oh, he had to. That's just basic strategy.
Has denied it was anything deliberate, blaming technical glitches like dead batteries.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. The minute he realized he forgot it, he made a phone call. No big deal.
He's probably over there trolling high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
The Beverly Hillbillies mansion, which, by the way, is a badass-looking house.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, even back then it was, but, I mean, even now it's still ridiculous, has sold for the highest price in California history.
Wow.
$150 million is what they're saying. The closing price was well above the $119.75 million sale of the manor earlier this year, priced as high as $350 million as a pocket listing. The estate centers on a 1930 French neoclassical style chateau. 25,000 square feet, sits on 10 acres. Also trading in the deal was the former home of President Reagan and his wife Nancy, which sits behind the main estate. It's the sixth residential property to sell in the Los Angeles area for more than $100 million.
Some people have too much money.
It's too damn hot.
In all, the estate contains 18 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms.
Jeez. Who needs
that?
Who needs that?
Well, if you shoot at a rabbit and you end up striking oil and you got to move away from there, yeah. It makes sense. And that we'll call that Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Patrick Creighton up next with Late Hits and Jason Braddock. And make sure you tune in. You can still get an invite for their big party on Saturday at Texas Card House. So
I have a whole story that I think it was going to be for Hoffman on Hollywood because there's a TLC series about it. But I think it's probably a whole segment tomorrow.
Okay.
There's a show called Hot and Heavy that, quote, explores the challenges faced by mixed weight couples.
Oh, this so sounds right up your alley. I know it's one of those things I'm going to hate and you are going to love.
I'm going to love it. And it's gonna. It's something I'm gonna say. We got to talk about this. You got to watch it tonight.
Oh no!
All right, guys. I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. Listen, if you own your home, I hope you know what you're paying for home insurance. If you don't, look into it now. And then once you're done looking into it, take 15 seconds out of your day. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You send that back. They'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds, guys. You won't have to talk to an agent, nothing like that. And you're probably going to save a bunch of money. I know I did. Lance Zierlein did. The average customer this year has saved over $870 on home insurance. They do auto insurance. They do all kinds of insurance. But they specialize in home insurance. And like I said, 15 seconds to check it out. Can't hurt. You don't even need to wait for the renewal. They're going to take care of all the back end, all the paperwork, all the nonsense with your old company. You just sit back and fatten your wallet. So simple, guys. Text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today with TGS Insurance.